Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we have a familiar voice with us, Chris Parks. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, LaVon.
And Chris, you're planning a Christmas bird count. Is this a first?
This is a first.
Well, yes. I think you guys are pretty brave. But tell us about a Christmas bird count.
Well, the Christmas bird count's been going on for a long, long time with the Audubon Society. They do these around the country, so it's different organizations or individuals, I guess, that are willing to take up the task of leading one of these circles. Each one is a circle that everyone focuses on, and they do it every year around the Christmas time. The dates are December 14th through January 5th. They've set those as the permanent time frame when they do these around the country.
And then Cass County's is going to be the date?
Cass County's is going to be this upcoming Sunday, the 18th, and we're going to get started at 8 o'clock in the morning, be meeting at Cold Springs Park in Lewis.
I think you're pretty brave, but we're going to find out who the true enthusiasts for birds are. But it could also be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it can be a lot of fun. There's a lot of people that have an interest in bird watching. It's, you know, the most popular hobby in the country. A lot of people like to get out and see what's around them, you know, kind of maybe be surprised by a few of the species that are around here that they don't know about. And, of course, get to see the familiar ones that they like to see year in and year out. So, yeah, it's kind of a nice survey of what's going on around you.
What birds might they see that they don't usually see? I mean, you know, because as you say, we look out the window and a lot of us know a few birds, but is there something that would only be available in Iowa about this time of the year?
Yeah, that is going to change a little bit, especially, you know, some of the waterfowl that we see here in the area this time of year because of, you know, they're moving a little bit further south because it's a little bit nicer here, not necessarily what we consider balmy, but to them it's different. They get some areas where they find some open water. Of course, something that's really unique here to our area is the trumpeter swans, and everybody knows about that. The Cass County Conservation does a really good job of promoting them being around here, and that's part of the reason we wanted to do this area is because it's something unique, and we'll get them in on the count and see how many are here. I know I saw a note from Laura over the weekend. They had the most ever at one time that they've had here this past Friday. So,
well, that's exciting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll see some other of those you know, ducks and those types of things. And then, of course, some of the ones that you are familiar with during the summer aren't here because they travel further south. So, you know, you see a lot of things like juncos that stay around here all winter long. And a few of those probably, you know, hawks and owls and types of things that we'll run into that you might not always see.
Yeah, that's for the folks who like to watch birds. Yeah, as I said, it can be pretty exciting. Now, you said you're going to start at Cold Springs State Park at 8, where are you going to be going?
Well, the center of the circle is actually going to be kind of just between Lewis and Atlantic on Highway 6. So you have to define a center point for your circle, and that helps determine what's included in it. So we wanted to get Cold Springs Park in there, and we also wanted to have the Schoberg Recreation Area in there because of the swans. So the communities of Atlantic and Lewis will be included in the circle. Marnie as well, that community will be within the circle. And then the Pellet Woods area will be part of that circle as well. And then, of course, there's some open rural area, you know, south of Atlantic, and then also to the west of Atlantic that'll be part of where we're trying to cover.
So do you have different leaders going out in different directions?
Yeah, and of course, this is kind of an experiment for us a little bit, being the first year doing it. But what we hope to do is divide our circle. It's a 15-mile diameter circle into four quadrants, and then when we get all everybody together on the morning on Sunday, we'll split up into four different groups, and then we'll have kind of plans on where you want to drive, some driving routes for you. I know Laura Canning's been working on some of that. She's helping out with Cass County Conservation doing this, and then we'll go cover those areas. You'll do a section of it, of course, in the morning, and then we're all going to get back together at Pizza Ranch at noon to eat lunch and kind of gather.
Warm up a little,
yeah,
I think.
Warm up.
but report. I mean, you can have some exciting report backs.
Yeah, and kind of see what everybody's seeing. You know, it'll be nice to know what each area, what we're finding, and, you know, different terrain is going to have, you know, different birds that like those areas. So it'll be fun to see what's happening, and then we'll have a plan of attack to go out and cover the rest of it as much as we can on the afternoon.
Now, if people at home want to be a part of a Christmas bird count, can they do that?
Yes, they can. That's what's unique about this, too, is if you're within the circle, so not everybody okay. that's listening to me is going to be able to.
I'll out of your circle, I think.
It'll be you'll be close. You'll be close.
I'd have to check. Yeah. Of Cass County.
Yeah. And they're very specific on that, because the Audubon Society wants this to be data that's useful. So if it's the same every year and it's within this certain area, then they know exactly, you know, kind of what they're getting. If you call me and let me know that you want to be a part of this, I'll check and make sure that your address is going to fit within our 15-mile diameter circle, and then I'll let you know. And yeah, you can sit at home. The difference at home is you'll, of course, watch your feeder, with a lot of people do during the winter months, and you'll be keeping track of the amount of time that you watch your feeder, and then you'll be counting the maximum number of each species you see at one time. So it won't be a cumulative count during the day, because you're getting some of the same birds coming back to the feeder all day
long. And you don't have to sit there and watch from 8:30 till 4:30.
No. It can be just a couple hours. Yeah,
okay.
That's no big
okay.
deal.
Well, and you know, at least at my house, it seems like the birds are lots more active in the morning, or perhaps it's just because I'm where I see them in the morning. I'm not sure.
No, that's very true. Early in the morning, a sunrise and sunset, and when birds are going to be most active out foraging and trying to find food during that middle portion of the day, they become a little less active, so you'll probably see less. Of course, the feeder helps, because they know the food's there, so they're still going to keep coming back. But yeah, and that's part of it. And also, I should mention too, I know Laura plans on being there, and I hopefully as well, being at Cold Springs Park a little earlier that morning to do what we kind of call owling, when it's the early morning hours when there's not much light out, or it may still be dark a little bit, to try to capture some of those other birds, of course, like the owls and mm-hmm. things that are more active during the nighttime hours.
But otherwise, for this official count, it has to be between those hours. Is that correct?
Yeah, it has to be during that day, actually.
That day, okay. So it could be earlier.
Yeah,
earlier.
we have to do our count out and about for an official 8-hour period, so that's okay. why we're doing this time frame. But yeah, midnight to midnight that day, any time that somebody's counting, they can include that.
Okay, good to know. Is there a website where people could go to get more information, or just to confirm? Yeah, I think I heard Chris say such and such.
Yeah, yep. If you go to ChristmasBirdCount.org, that'll take you right to the Audubon Society's page for this particular count. It's the 117th year of them doing it.
Wow.
And it'll get you all the details about what you can expect with a count, and then you can also go and sign up for an account. So if you go to the page that says join the Christmas Bird Count, you can click on a map that'll show you all the expected circles that are going to be out there, and then it'll give you my contact information for our area if you zoom in and see that. So you can get locked with us that way as well.
It's great to have that as a resource. Now, as I understand, that it's the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists that are sponsoring this and working with Cass County Conservation. So that says to me, I don't think you're going to see bluebirds, are you?
Probably not. we may see a few. There are
really?
Some. There are some that sometimes overwinter.
Wow.
Not all of them migrate. Yeah. Sometimes they'll stay, especially if it's a mild winter. And I would think so far there's a chance that we could see some. We haven't had any nasty real snowstorms or anything. They might have hung around. And a lot of times when they do that, they'll use things like bluebird boxes or other things to keep themselves warm during those rough times. There's a chance of that.
So if you know that you have bluebirds in your area, on your place, is it a good idea is there some special bluebird feed that would be good to keep out there for them?
Yeah, the bluebirds love mealworms. That's the thing that most hardcore bluebirders will have around and put out for them. You can get them at specialty feed stores and things like wax worms, or, you know, of course, even just the traditional, sunflower seeds, that type of stuff will work for them, but they love those mealworms.
If you really want to be nice to them and keep them around. And what about water, having water for birds? Birds in general.
Yep. Yeah. If you have a heated bird bath, a lot of people have that to keep them fresh, open water. They still need that, of course, to survive during the winter months. So that's can be a big thing to attract birds on your area if you do that.
So, Chris, how did you get interested in birding and in being a part of the Bluebird group?
I got involved because of my grandmother. She was a big birder. She loved bluebirds. She became a part of this Iowa Bluebird Conservationist group when they first formed. I don't know the exact date. It's probably been 10, 15 years now. Mm-hmm. So she got me interested when I was young. I'd go along with her doing different counts, and I went on some of these counts when she did them down in Mills County before. And now I guess I've gotten to be the lucky one to be the president of the organization at the time being. So it's a lot of birders here from around Western Iowa. And I should mention, if you're interested, we meet 4 times a year. And then, of course, we're trying to do other events like this. And that's why we decided to do the Christmas Bird Count, is to get another event where we actually get out there and do some birding and have some fun with it rather than just talk about it. But our next meeting's on January 22nd. That'll be at 1 o'clock. That's at the Indian Creek Museum near Hastings, Iowa, is where we typically meet.
So this group is a Southwest Iowa group.
Yeah, and we include anybody in the state, but obviously it's hard to get, you know, too far away. But they're mostly Southwest Iowa folks.
So we can give you a call here at KJN or email you, whatever, if you want more information about this event, but about the Bluebird group in general.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, that would be great, because we'll be looking forward to seeing what you find out on the Christmas Bird Count. Thanks so much to you, Chris Parks, for visiting with us.
Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought from Thomas Edison. If we did all the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves.